you've not had the pleasure of meeting Alex and Catherine's father, Mr. Chong, please do so. We're grateful for you, Ariane, Alyssa, for your solos, those were magnificent. I'd like to call your attention in the New Testament to the book of Luke for a few moments as we continue with a passage we looked at this morning. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. If you have your pew Bibles, that's on page 857. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This morning we looked at the first part of this Gloria, the song of the angels, "Glory to God in the highest." And I mentioned words cannot do justice to what they must have seen and felt and heard as they saw these angels and then the whole heavenly host of angels praising God. I said it's one of those things we get a taste of. We just got a taste of it with Mr. Chong, got a taste of it with Alyssa and Ariana, a sense of God's glory. How much greater will it be when we're in heaven with them? Makes me think back to one of the most spectacular and unexpected scenes in all of the history of broadcast television. If you had the pleasure of growing up in the 60s and 70s, you might know what I'm talking about when I mention a Charlie Brown's Christmas. Charles Schulz was a believer, was a Sunday school teacher, and at that time, in 1965, less than 10% of all the Christmas specials that came on TV had any reference at all to spiritual things. Not just Orthodox Christianity, but anything spiritual. It was all about gifts and the economy of things and the shopping and the commercialization of Christmas. So Charles Schulz said, "I'm going to do something about it." So he wrote this great story. It's less than half an hour. If you want to go and YouTube it, you can see it. The last scene has Charlie Brown wondering, what is the meaning of Christmas? And Linus walks by and says, "I'll show you, Charlie Brown." And he read the passage that I just read a moment ago. And he walks off the stage and quietly tells Charlie Brown, "That is the meaning of Christmas." And I'm sitting there thinking, how in the world does that get on the network television? I mean, this is back in the day where there were three channels. I mean, it's not like you could hide that under some, you know, cable TV channel on number 587. No, this is one of three. How did that happen? And you can read about it, but Charles Schulz wanted to make a statement about Christ being the center of Christmas. And the CBS producers, they liked the whole story, but they didn't want to include that last scene. And Charles Schulz said, "It's either in there or nothing at all." And that's how we came to see this great argument, this great defense of the Christian faith on national television. Why didn't the producers want that scene to be in the movie? What were they scared of? Because if that is true, that Jesus came to earth to save sinners like us, it means that there is a God who is holy, who holds us accountable, And we are sinful and need a Savior. Those are the things that are implied by saying Christ came to earth to save us. We need to be reconciled because we are sinful. Those things are true. Romans 5:8 says, God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not for good people, but sinful people like us. He came to reconcile us, sinners, to a holy God. So tonight we're going to be focusing on the second part of that great hymn the angel sang. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he's pleased. Peace. What's that talking about? Is that talking about a political peace when countries just decide to put aside their differences and pretend like they haven't offended each other and just hold their nose and agree to get along? No, that's worldly peace. This peace is true peace, true peace. One of the definitions of peace is to be made one again. That we are reunited and reconciled to the God that we have so often offended. We are made one with him. It's not just that he tolerates us. It's that he is pleased with us if, by faith, we are united to Christ. When the believer realizes what we talked about this morning, the shepherds, they saw that God was much bigger than they were. They saw that God is holy, 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 and they were not. It's, uh-oh, this is bad. Finally, my sins have caught up to me. But the angel, remember, stopped them and said, do not fear. I bring you not bad news, not condemning news, but good news that the Savior has come. You see, when we put ourselves in the place of those shepherds who were notorious for being the lowlifes, they were notorious for cheating and stealing, even to the point where their testimony was not even allowed in a court of law because it couldn't be believed. When we identify with them and say the Savior has come to sinful people like us, me and the shepherds, that if I take refuge in him, living not for myself, but living for him who created me to live for him, then through faith, I can be united with him. And it's not just that he escorts us through the judgment process. It's that we are united with him. We are one with him. Remember, he is the vine and we are the branches. And just like God the Father is pleased with God his Son, so also he is pleased with all of us who through faith are united with him. God doesn't just tolerate us. He is pleased with us. Do you know that kind of peace? True peace. Reconciled peace. Real peace. Do you know that peace? That is what Christmas is all about. Whether it's Linus or Luke or the Lord Jesus, it's all about Jesus Christ. And I want to urge you, if you have never taken seriously the claims of the gospel, do so now. Do so now. I'd like to end by reading a passage from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. This is God's holy word. Let's pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank you for your great love for us, not because of anything that we've done, not because we're cute and lovely, but despite of ourselves. We thank you that you love us because of what your Son has done for us, that Through his life and death on the cross and his resurrection, he has granted us faith and granted us favor in your sight so that we can not only know you, but be pleasing to you. So we pray now that as we worship you, like the angels worshiped you, that you would be pleased with us. And if there's anyone here who has not taken seriously the issues involved with their soul, we pray that you would give them saving faith so that they would go to judgment day being united to your son Jesus instead of standing before your holy throne based on their own works. Father, we thank you and we pray for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask you to stand. Now we'll sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and as we do so, we'll start the train around. If you're on this side, follow Ed. On this side, follow Gordon. To apologize for something. I was supposed to pass the candy during the sermon. So it's now making its way around. And now I'd like for William and Kirsten to take over.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you. There was a man. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light.
The true light, which gives to everyone, is coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Say